Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two of The Drive. Bob out today. Jason Duda in. I'm Jeff Lutz. And we had a pretty good first hour, I think. Gavin Thurman, Brett Lintz. We got to hate on Drake, which Malcolm took offense to, but
he didn't like that, did he?
No, he didn't.
And he was very upset with you.
Malcolm and I are still buds. I think you can have a negative opinion about something without being a hater. Now, Justin Verlander, I'm a hater.
Drake, exactly, like, why? Like, just because?
Because all the stuff he said about the Indians over the years. I don't care for his, his attitude.
As a pitcher, you got some respect for him?
No. I can't even muster
because
that.
Because he said something doesn't mean that you should just not like the guy.
He said a lot of things, though.
And at least
stealing signs, when that's all Houston does is steal signs. it's just not a good look for the kid.
So that was it.
Right. You notice he hasn't accused anybody of stealing signs this year.
Well, but he's still been a pretty good pitcher.
He's fine. Good
like,
for him.
You have to give him that.
Yeah, but he looks funny in his uniform. There's just nothing about him that I like.
He looks funny in his uniform.
Yeah, he looks weird.
So we don't like him because he looks funny in his uniform.
No, that's not why. It just contributes. It, like, validates, if I already don't dislike him and he looks like that in his uniform, I must be right. Does that make sense?
Nope, not at all. It really doesn't.
Well, here's something that does make sense. Mike Seltzer's Jewelers is giving away WSU, KU, K-State Collegiate Pendants. Go today, right now, while you're listening to this show, to Mike Seltzer's Jewelers, 2929 North Rock Road, and register to win. You can get out during the commercial break, run in and register, pick out something for your wife, and be back by the time the show begins again. That's how that works.
That's well played.
Yeah, I think
I like that. That's good.
It's a romantic gesture. If you miss Mother's Day, if you didn't follow through necessarily on Valentine's Day, we've got you covered over at Mike Seltzer's Jewelers. Go register for a pendant. Buy something. You're good.
Perfect. I like it.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it is great.
869-1240 is the Twin Peaks Scenic View hotline. We'd love to have you join us. We'd love for your feedback and contributions to our Top 10 Wednesday list. Top 10 sports trophies or awards that you'd like to win. All right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or event, you know, championships, awards, trophy. It's all, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you just got to say what you would really like to win.
Yeah.
What is it?
Number 10 for me on this list,
okay,
is the Tour de France.
The Tour de France?
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to win it. I want to be in that kind of shape.
Well, that's
like I can go pretty fast on my bike. But I try to imagine, like, are they faster than this all the time?
Yes. They are faster than whatever you think you're doing.
Do you think my fastest, like my apex just for a split second speed, is close to how fast they go all
consistently?
The time? Yeah.
Maybe at your apex for, like, you're going to get there for a few seconds.
Not even for a few. Just I reach it, and then like my heart gives out, and I immediately drop off that speed.
Yeah, I think so for a split second.
But you imagine when you're out there riding your bike. I mean, wow, I could have a yellow jersey on right now. I could be the leader of the Tour de France.
Well, that's the dreaming part of it. That's the
right?
best part, right?
Yeah, this is like everyday people ride bikes.
Well, that's true. That's very true. I'll give you that.
Exactly.
That's not bad. I'll give you that one.
Let's go to the phones, 869-1240, and David is first up on the Jive Talk, whatever we call this. Hey, David.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How's it going?
Hey, Oh, it's going good. Hey, finally, we got a little sunshine around here.
Yeah, well, don't speak too soon.
I know. It's going to hit again tonight.
Unfortunately.
It's going to be wicked the rest of the week, I think. No but maybe the weekend it'll clear up. Hey, I heard you on the way back from work about saying why you guys should be on over Rush Limbaugh. And I'm going to give you several reasons. I'm not a Rush Limbaugh fan.
That wasn't quite
I
what
can't
we said,
listen
but
to
I'll...
him during work. But I know Tony Doocy's not a fool. And I'm going to tell you why. KNSS is one of the most popular news talk in the state. Maybe WIBW in Topeka might be close. But you got to remember that KNSS covers a lot more than KFH in the area.
I wouldn't have known that without you, David.
And Rush Limbaugh is listened to from Ponca City to Pratt to Kingman to Hutch. To Newton, Salina, all the way to El Dorado.
Our point was that Rush is more missable than our show. You can't miss our show.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that Rush probably has at least 10 times more listeners than you guys, but that's because he covers more than you.
Okay.
You know, it's more coverage.
All right, David, thank you. But per capita, I'm sure we're just as popular. And I guess I'll regret playfully opening that can of worms.
You probably should.
Yeah, I don't.
I didn't think you did, but it was nice for you to actually kind of say it and almost mean it.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Jeffrey.
What's happening?
Is Ted back there?
Yeah, say hello.
Hey, Ted, I'm still eating my ice cream.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm hyped up for the Shockers. One thing, the 10 trophies, I'll start out with golf, okay?
Well, give us a couple.
I'll do it quickly, all right?
Go ahead.
Okay, PGA, the British Open.
Any of the majors you're going with, basically.
Yeah, the Ryder Cup, the Masters.
All right, hey, don't take
it. And I got a couple more, of course, the NBA and the... World Series and
absolutely
the NCAA. Well,
you just want to win everything.
One is a little different. When I played Little League, we were real good, and I would have liked to win the Little League World Series.
That's a good one, actually, Michael. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, that is a good one.
We appreciate your call. Yeah, it would have been cool to win the Little League World Series. I always thought we were better than those kids anyway, pitching from like 40 feet. Playing on 200-foot fields. Come on.
And those are the rules and that sort of thing, but I'd like to see, you know, kids be able to lead off and stuff or, you know, you should.
Sure.
You know,
baseball.
But, yeah, that's just it. I respect what they're doing as kids and everything, but it'd be nice that, you know what? Let's play baseball.
When I was 12, we played on a national tournament in Minnesota, 300-foot fields, and dudes were hitting them out. With ease.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, with ease.
With ease?
12 years old, hitting at 350.
Come on.
I barely hit that ever.
That's impressive.
But we played this team out of New York in the very first round of the AAU National Tournament. His name was Diesel, and he hit two home runs against our ace. And we lost that game, but we ended up finishing 6th out of 50 teams.
Six?
In the nation.
That's pretty good. I'll give you that. That's not bad.
Yeah, Chet Lemon's team won the whole thing out of Florida somewhere.
Sweet. I never thought of that one, though. That's a good one. I like that one. I probably would have put that on my list.
All right, we're counting down our top 10 sports awards or trophies that we'd like to win. My number 10 was the Tour de France. Number 9, Major League Baseball, I'll say, Player of the Week.
Major League Baseball, Player of the Week.
Player of the Week. How cool would that be? You get your little press release out there. You get like this astronomical batting average attached to your name. Jeff Lutz from May 14th to 20th at 537 with two home runs, three doubles, and five and eight RBIs. How cool. You're never going to hit 537 again. It's never going to be next to your name for any other reason than to be player of the week. Player of the month, you may hit 380.
True.
Player of the year, you might hit 310. But I hit 537 for that week, and I'm player of the frickin' week, man.
Good for you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Good for you.
That's pretty good.
Go get that thing.
Right?
You still got time.
I went 18 for 31, and I just destroyed the baseball.
Good player. Just plain and simple.
I was seeing the ball good. I carried that momentum over. I had the hot hand. I was hot.
MLB.
I was coming through in the clutch.
Player of the week. Because you had all the momentum riding with you that
week. Exactly.
Thank you very much. That makes me feel
Never
good.
Never mind that the previous week I hit 212, and it's a completely random thing. But
you had absolutely zero momentum on your side.
Number eight. I think I'm a fantastic driver, and I think in another life I could have won the Sprint Cup. I really believe it.
Like, going to All-Star Sports and driving around is different than what
no,
they do.
No, I cut people off. I mean, on the go-karts, I just destroy people.
So you figure that would lean over into NASCAR?
I really do. And I have good driving vision. I see things before
they
happen.
It'd be fun, though. That would be fun to try.
You got your Hans device on there. You're good to go.
Yeah, I like that one. I'll give you that.
Is it still Sprint? Maybe I'd like to Maybe I'd like to win the Winston Cup in those old cars.
The old cars?
Yeah, those old Richard Petty-style long cars that they drove around. You know what I'm talking about?
No, not really.
We're counting down our top 10 sports awards or trophies we'd like to win. Number 7, Comeback Player of the Year.
That would be one. Comeback Player of the Year?
Like, oh, Jeff Lutz down and out after last year, endured a bad drug issue, was dealing with some substance abuse problems, comes back this year, hits 305, and not an all-star, but good enough to be comeback player of the year.
Yeah, because you were clutch at that time, weren't you? Yeah, exactly.
I got rid of all my demons.
I like it.
I turned my life around. I'm born again. Oh. I was baptized. I mean, what a run for me. Comeback player of the year.
That is fantastic.
It's hard to win that twice. You don't hear a lot of two-time comeback players of the year.
And you never hear a person winning that back-to-back, do you?
You really don't.
No, that would be tough.
It's never happened. No one has ever been back-to-back comeback player of the year. It's hard to do.
I think that would be relatively impossible.
Here's how you could do it. You go 110 games, and you blow your knee out, but you're hitting 320 with 30 homers at the time, and then you don't come back until 110 games left of the next year. So you've missed 100 games, and then you hit 300 with 30 homers.
But could you be the comeback player of the year if you didn't even finish the year?
It's a good question.
A third of the season?
It's a good question.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's a good question. I'll ponder that. Maybe during our next break before you give your list.
Okay.
Number 6, World Series MVP, whatever. I feel like I had to put that on, but it's not as fun as Comeback Player of the Year. Again, little 6 or 7 game run.
We're going to go back to this 6 or 7 game run. Who cares what happens in those? Yeah, it's kind of important what happens in those 6 or 7 games. You need to be clutch in those 6 or 7 games.
But do you?
If you want to win.
You don't need to be clutch. You just need
to
play
well. So if
you
have nobody that's clutch or nobody that really plays that well, then you think you're going to win?
No.
Exactly.
But if I'm World
Somebody
Series,
needs to step up and be clutch in those moments.
But if I'm World Series MVP, not only have I done well, the team has also done well, which is, of course, secondary. I'm not a team guy. I'm a me first, get my stats kind of guy. And with that in mind, let's go to the real Dave. What's up?
Hey, you're a studio guy in there. Your engineer's actually going to listen to this because he wants to hear your response. The only time you ever hit 530 in your life was in T-ball, and you were still 12 years old.
537.
537. But you were 12 years old playing T-ball, Jeff. Get real.
No, I wasn't. I played for the Wichita Stingers out of West Urban.
And you guys are missing. There was an athlete that could have been comeback player of the year back-to-back years.
Who's that?
Bo Jackson. He could have done it in baseball and football.
There it is right there. That's right.
No, because he was injured in both. You're not making any sense.
What? I understand exactly what he's saying.
It's okay, dude. I have to call in and give you somebody else to talk to that has some intelligence and integrity.
Thanks, the real Dave. He couldn't have been back-to-back comeback player of the year in different sports. It would have either been the same year or he would have been already back in those sports and not comeback player of the year.
Well,
like
what,
he couldn't have been out of football and in baseball. He was. He played them simultaneously.
Maybe not. If the timing was right, could have been.
Yeah.
So it was possible. But maybe. It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Top 10, now going to top 5 sports awards or trophies we'd like to win. Number 5, World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, yeah.
Heavyweight
for sure.
Champion of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be that?
I would.
You're a heavyweight, and you're knocking dudes out.
You're punishing people.
You're just busting fools.
That, yeah, God, would have been nice. You know, we always made the joke in the dressing room because a lot of guys, and Travis Clayton and myself, would be talking, and we'd have a guy in there that was 6'4 and tough, and we'd be like, wouldn't it be fun just to be that guy for one night?
It would.
It would be so much
and
fun.
And to know it.
Exactly, but you know, and you just do whatever you want. Like, oh, so much fun. That'd have been great.
That's the best part of being a heavyweight champion of the world is the aura. You know you're the baddest dude on the planet.
Exactly. And oh, that'd be
you
fun.
You want to throw hands with me? I'm heavyweight champ.
That'd be great.
Sorry. WBA, WBC, all the organizations. I'm
all
undisputed.
Of them. You want to own all of them.
Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. Ring, magazine, I mean, just all of it. Number 4, Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Not really. I mean, whatever.
No, I like that one.
Like, I guess.
I like it. It's not on my list, but I like
it's
that one.
It's not as fun as Comeback Player of the Year. I think
you're really stuck on this Comeback Player of the Year thing, aren't you?
I think my list peaked at Comeback Player of the Year.
Do you think that's because that's where you're at in your professional sporting debut is you would have to be a comeback player in some way?
Yeah.
So like, that's why that's the one?
Kind of like Gavin Thurman. He's been everywhere. He comes back to Wichita where he made his mark, made his name, and is succeeding again.
There
comeback
you go.
Player of the Year, Gavin Thurman.
I like it.
Number 3, an ESPY. Because normal people can win ESPYs.
Well,
you can get out there in your slow pitch softball game and make a web gym of epic proportions.
And win an ESPY.
And get an ESPY.
That one I can see because, yeah, you're right. Anybody could actually win an ESPY. And anybody has.
Right.
That's the best thing about an ESPY. I didn't even think about the ESPYs, but I will actually give you a little credit for that one.
But wouldn't you like to be in that room with all those
That's what
stars?
I'm saying. Like, that would be fantastic for these guys or gals or kids or that make this great play and they get invited to the ESPYs to be around all these players. That'd
like,
be awesome.
Like this year, if I win an ESPY and like best NBA player, LeBron didn't win the ESPY for that probably. So I won an ESPY and LeBron didn't. And you could say that for the rest of your life.
And you would feel really good about yourself.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline and Troy is up next. Hey, Troy.
Hey, boys. How are you this afternoon?
I think we're doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I like the top 10 list today, and maybe you're going to have this, Jeff, on your list yet, or Duda, maybe on yours, but I think I would pick an Olympic gold medalist.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's on mine.
Yeah, you may have stepped on us a little bit, but definitely, Troy, that's a good one. Let's get another one in here. It's Corey up next. Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
My number one would be me being a 6-foot wide guy who loves basketball, being the NBA MVP.
I thought you were going to say the slam dunk contest.
I can dunk a volleyball, but can't dunk a basketball.
That's not bad. Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, that's impressive because I've never been able to dunk anything except
a
donut.
Corey off there. Yeah, I've not. He can dunk a volleyball at 6 foot?
That's impressive.
If that's true,
we might have to see this.
We might have to sign him to an agent or something. I don't know what's going on. It's crazy. Number 3 was ESPY. Number 2 on my list of top 10 sports awards or trophies I'd like to win is the aforementioned gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want to win a gold medal?
Exactly.
And number 1, I mean, I thought I had a chance at this one. Like, when I was younger, I dreamed of being the 180 hitter who is just out there for his defense. Gold glove.
Gold glove.
Yeah, I think I could have hit 180 in the majors and made up for it with my glove. That's how good of
good you were?
Of a defensive center fielder I was in the day.
Is that how solid you were?
I really was.
Like, do we need to get Robert on the phone to make sure we know this is true?
I think there are a lot of people out there who could verify it. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be Bob.
Okay. Wow. All yeah. right.
All right. Phil is up next on the drive. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
We're good.
I think the number one trophy I would want, and I know this is unconventional, a retired jersey. I mean,
ooh,
it shows how much you mean to a community or to a team. You give permission, you know, like Joe Theismann and the Redskins gave permission to who's their new quarterback coming in, the Ohio State guy?
Haskins,
you know, to wear the number. Phillip Lynch got permission from Terrell Davis from Denver. So to me, that would be the most ceremonial, unique thing I think you could use.
Thanks, Phil. We appreciate that. Has that ever happened? I don't know.
It's happened.
Has it?
Actually, there's somebody sitting in this room that
Tommy?
Has
who,
that.
Who retired your number?
You don't want to talk about this personal life. We already went into this.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Your number 11 retired in the rafters at Interest Bank Arena.
And that, it was
pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. I even had a couple of buddies from Canada came down. It was a blast. It really was a great honor.
Hey, Pastor Mike.
Hey, I got a story about an Olympic gold medalist. A preacher friend of mine and his wife were flying back home, and his wife was sitting on the aisle, and all of a sudden an African-American gentleman came down, kind of knelt next to her and said, "Hey, pretty lady, you know who I am?" And she didn't know, and he reached in his pocket, pulled out a gold medal, and goes, "I'm Bullet Bob Hayes."
Wow.
He goes, "I'm the fastest man in the world." And she didn't know anything about it. She looked at her husband. She goes, "No, he was the fastest man in the world in 1960. But they said it was kind of sad because he was struggling getting around and carrying this in his pocket just to try to get identity. And
I mean, I
and,
get it.
Yeah. So those things do pass. You can try to keep them, but that was, you know, 40 plus years later, and he was, you know, still saying, "Hey, look who I am," and the ribbon was all messed up, and it was just a sad thing. So we just enjoy who we are. And
no doubt.
Exactly. And so we can dream of those things, but recognize that our life is special.
Yeah, we find contentment within ourselves.
That's right. That's why I was very encouraged talking about you being born again and baptized.
Thank you.
I've
come back player of the year. I've got to have a story.
Something. Exactly right. Exactly.
Thanks.
Right.
Thanks, well, Pastor Mike.
Good segment. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it. Let's go real quick. We got to get to your top 10, and then we have Capra. Let's first go to Dr. Earl. Hey.
Hey, good day. Hey, Duda. I didn't think you were a music guy. I heard you earlier talking about Hall & Oates.
You did?
With a private
Do
eye.
Do you not get
You're
that?
Hall & Oates.
Okay, I got you.
But I'm pumped. Hey,
yeah, I went over Jeff's head.
Yeah, well, thank you, Duda, for getting it. Holding a Bassmaster Classic trophy over your head, that's a trophy just of, I know, you know, non-fishing people wouldn't get into it, but that's something that's been dreamed about a lot. And in my case, I've gotten within 11 places of that. So
not bad.
But second, a CMA. You know,
okay, that's not sports,
there.
But it's all good.
Well, it's not sports, but you know, since Drake is a part of your show, you know, it seems to intertwine with each other.
We appreciate you listening. That's a good call.
Well, you know, hey, you keep keeping on, boys.
All right, thanks, Dr. Earl. All right, we got to get to your list. We have not much time.
Yeah, because you won't even know some of these ones.
Let's go. Top 10 Jason Duda trophies or awards he'd like to win in sports.
Royal Bank Cup trophy.
No one knows what that is.
Yeah, it's a Junior A national hockey trophy for all of Canada.
Really? Did you ever win it?
No, I lost in the final.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Painful.
It was painful because we were supposed to win it, too. We had a better team, but ran into a hot goalie, and we didn't get her done, Jeff. Just plain and simple.
Was that just a single-game scenario?
Yeah,
or?
It's just a single-game scenario. You play a round robin, semifinal, final. Just it. That's it. Done. And it was televised all across Canada. Mm. It was painful.
Did you score in the game?
No, we lost 2-0.
Oh, boy.
And we'd beat that team in the round robin 5-1. You believe that?
That's not good. That's like a Russia-U.S. level upset right there.
And then Memorial Cup.
That's number 9?
That's number 9.
What's that?
National trophy for the best junior league in Canada. Basically, best junior league in the world. That what's called the Memorial Cup. Western Hockey League, Ontario Hockey League, all those. And I didn't get there. Lost in game 7 to get there. To the tournament. I got a lot of losses when it comes to that.
Well, I feel you. I lost in a USSSA national championship game.
It stinks,
just got
man.
Obliterated.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It sucks.
It does. It's
losing's
no fun.
Awful. That's why winning's so much fun.
It really is. It cancels out the losses. I know that.
That's right.
Number 8.
The FIFA World Cup.
Really?
Yep.
Which country would you be playing for?
Well, I'd be playing for Canada.
You would?
Yeah.
Have they ever been in the World Cup?
I think maybe once, and it might have been a long time ago, but not very often.
Is this futsal or?
No, this is actual soccer.
Really?
Yep.
Would you want to win a futsal trophy?
Oh, for sure.
He's going to leave that to your boy.
No, I'll leave that to Jackson. That's his. He can take that one.
So that was number 8?
That was number 8.
Number 7.
I want heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
how
maybe
can
we could fight for it.
Oh, I bet you we could sell some pay-per-view with that. For some of these listeners would buy that.
They would.
I guarantee.
They would love to see you just stomp me into the ground.
But the thing is with boxing, one punch.
I know.
Only takes one.
And it's boxing.
It is boxing.
It's not easy. It's a sweet science. You got to know it.
And we'd probably have to get into better shape or else our rounds might be like 45 seconds long.
Yeah, we'd be
and
gassed.
That might be pushing it.
We'd be blown up pretty quick.
4 rounds at 45 seconds apiece.
Really, a 3-minute fight is all we can muster. And about 10 minutes between rounds, if you don't mind.
Yeah, none of this short in between. Yeah, exactly. Full 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Go get a hot dog and a beer.
Sure.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, in between rounds, have a meal or two.
For sure.
Number 6 on your list of top 10 sports awards or trophies you'd like to
win. Gold glove.
Yeah.
Second I was a second baseman. I love second base. Always,
I
always
love center fields. Isn't it fun? Isn't defense ultimately more fun than offense?
Honestly,
in baseball,
I don't know. I
would give.
I like getting the ball hit to me. I feel I'm. You just feel like you're in it. You know what I mean?
The best time in life for me was batting practice, because not a whole lot of people wanted to play outfield. So I'd be out there with a couple other people shagging in the outfield, and I went and caught everything. I love it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
No, I loved the same thing with infield. I just loved it. I mean, I did. I really, really did. So that was 6. We got a couple of the same, but our top ones are different.
Good. Number 5.
Oh, World Series.
Really?
Love. Well, really? Yeah. World Series. I'd love to win the World
What's
Series.
What's that trophy called?
I don't know. Was it the didn't they change it or something?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it is for sure.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
it's
I
just
don't know.
The commissioner's trophy, isn't it? I don't know. I'm probably speaking way out of turn, but I don't remember.
I don't know.
Number 4.
The owner of the Kentucky Derby winner, that trophy. I don't even know what it's called.
What about
I would
the Triple
love
Crown
to win
trophy?
That's a better one. Yeah, we'll do the Triple Crown trophy. I don't know what it is called either.
But it would be pretty cool to just win the Derby. If you had to win one,
you wouldn't
win the Derby.
You wouldn't
want
to say
I won the Belmont.
No, you want to win the Derby.
No
the
one
Derby's
can name any Belmont winners that didn't win the other two.
That's a very good point. Not for your average fan, not at all. I mean, I can't, and I follow it a little bit, not very much, but I couldn't tell you.
I mean, the Belmont, you win one major and it's the Belmont, you're forgotten.
Exactly.
You are not getting a good stud fee, I'll tell you that right
no,
now.
No, you are not.
That was
no.
Number 4?
That was 4.
3?
Stanley Cup.
That's number 3.
Number 3.
I mean, you must have grown up dreaming. Laying awake at night thinking
always,
about winning the Stanley Cup.
Always, and all those Wayne Gretzky rookie cards I had that I put in my spokes of my tire to make it go, that are now worth $2,500 a piece.
No wonder you're doing radio with me.
Yeah, to think of that is painful. I used to trade for a bunch of those. I probably had 15 of those at one time.
And you didn't protect them? You didn't take care of them?
No, I put them in my spokes of my bike.
I think in the 80s, we kind of knew that. I mean, if it was in the 60s,
well,
I kind of get
I
it.
I was 5. I was 5.
Didn't you have
Did I care?
Didn't
I didn't
you have someone influencing you, telling you don't do that?
No, not at all.
That's
Nobody.
That's too
Nobody.
Bad.
Nobody. I'm from northern Alberta, man. I'm from way up in Canada. We didn't. No,
didn't
that
know.
Don't
you
matter.
Didn't know any better.
That didn't matter. I didn't even realize when I was 16 going to play hockey that I should probably go to the junior A level to get a scholarship instead of going to the Western Hockey League.
That's too bad.
But I would have never ended up here sitting with you today.
Yeah, I guess everything kind of works out.
Like, talk about winning that battle.
You really did.
I got it.
You
I got
out.
The W for sure.
You did. Number 2.
The gold medal in the 100-meter dash.
Yeah, I just picked any gold medal. I'd like it to be in fencing. I'd like to stab someone to get mine. Hope Pastor Mike isn't still listening.
Yeah, you just talked about being born again. Now you want to stab somebody for a gold medal.
Well, that's why.
Pastor
that's
Mike,
why,
you better call back.
That's why I was thrown out of baseball for a year.
Well, you stab somebody with your spikes? Would you have
no,
a Gilmore
with
or
my
what
fencing
happened?
Sword. Out of competition.
Understandable.
It was on the street somewhere.
Yeah.
And number one on your list of top 10 sports awards or trophies you'd like to win.
Honestly, this was easy for me. The green jacket.
Really? I thought you were going to have a curling thing in there.
No.
It didn't end up working out that
no.
way?
No. That was just to throw everybody off.
No, I get you.
The green jacket.
That's the most famous
pretty
jacket
iconic.
In sports.
Yeah, exactly. I would green jacket. And you get to go back every year. That'd be awesome.
Would you... Is that worth having to put it on somebody else the next year?
Sure. You already got one on.
Yeah, but then you got to, I mean, yeah, this guy.
Pay it forward.
This guy shot 3 under.
Pass the torch.
I shot 12 under last year.
Pay it forward, Pastor. No, you're not worried about yourself.
Of course you are.
You already got one.
Okay.
You had a chance to win it. You didn't do it. But you know what? You're still there.
You're still a Masters champ.
Exactly. It never goes away.
They can never take that from you, just like they can never take away your Belmont Stakes victory.
That's right.
Huge.
It's just like Ben Johnson said, the gold medal was more important than the world record because they could never take that away from them. Oops. Oops.
Whoops. All right, there you go. There's our top 10 list for Wednesday. We'll maybe recap it a little bit with Anthony Capra when he joins us in the next segment, our final full segment. Possibly of the week. No show tomorrow. Wichita State Baseball TBA on Friday. But stay with us for now. Anthony Capra up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.